State Commission of Investigation spokeswoman Kathy Riley says operators of those shops and scrapyards are cashing in on the opioid crisis by taking advantage of addicts who are willing to steal metal and merchandise to fund their next fix.
They were being directed to steal certain items that these businesses knew that they could resell at a profit. Everything from metal bleachers to storm grates to manhole covers, wiring that was clearly stamped with a utility's name.
Riley says those thefts undermine cell phone service during outages and compromise the power grid. The commission is recommending that the state police oversee the licensing of scrapyards and secondhand stores and require criminal background checks for owners, officers, and employees. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.